This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, August 22. Doers of the Word. Our reading comes from James chapter 1. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in a mirror and, after looking at himself, goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues in it, not forgetting what they have heard but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do. Those who consider themselves religious and yet do not keep a tight rein on their tongues deceive themselves, and their religion is worthless. Religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this: to look after orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world. Jesus, who fulfilled the word of God and is himself called the word, set the standard for Christian living. Comparing yourself to anyone else will never give an accurate picture of who God wants you to be. James uses the example of looking into a mirror but doing nothing to improve our appearance. The kind of mirror James is talking about was not made of glass like our mirrors today. It would have been a highly polished piece of metal, and to get a clear image, you would have to look intently, holding it at just the right angle with just the right amount of light. James explains that we have to look intently into the law of God to see what God wants us to be. Notice that the focus is not on looking at oneself or at anyone else. The focus is on God's law, the image of the person God wants you to become. With God's word as the standard, says James, we must be doers of the word, and that means putting God first in all we do and showing Christ-like love to everyone around us. It means looking out and caring for people whom everyone else forgets, the most vulnerable, such as widows and orphans who don't have others to lean on. It means caring for those who cannot care for themselves. Who are those people in your community? How can you be a Christ-like influence in the world instead of being influenced by the world? Pray with me. Thank you, Father, for your word. Help us not only to listen, but to do what it says. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.